30 minutes. Thank you. Okay. Hi guys. So today I'm going to be reading to you all that chapter I told you guys about this week. It's called Gray Girl. So yeah, today I'll be reading it and stuff. So I'm gonna start signing as soon as I sit down. Okay, and let me get to that page for you guys so I can read it to you. Okay. My new boyfriend is ever so romantic. Georgia. Every time he speaks to me, he addresses me as fair lady. That's just part of habits inside her friends. He used to be a bus conductor. Messy. I caught my boyfriend snorting. I caught mine that way too. He and she were having a romantic trying beside the lake in the park. If I married you, mine, would your father give me a handsome wedding present? Yes, Bob. And do you think he'd let us live with him in his big house if we got married? Yes, Bob. And would he take me into his business and let me rise rapidly to the top? Yes, Bob. Will you marry me, Mommy? No, Bob. Wow. Kitty was an expert knitter, and she was always looking for unusual patterns to use on sweaters. One evening, while eating in a Chinese restaurant, she was Chinese characters, episode one of the interest on the menu. She took the menu home and the result several weeks later was a stunning black sweater with the Chinese characters running from shoulder to waist. She wore it one day when she met a friend who knew Chinese. He burst into roars of laughter, and then translated for her what she had skillfully worked and rolled. Turn the page. This dish is cheap, but most delicious. Single Kathy says that she hopes men hope that their dream years are behind them, but women hope that theirs are ahead. Larry though says a clever girl, not you. Not you. Okay, sorry guys, I'm not typing you. I was typing my iPad out to Janet and I was typing. Anyway. Girl judges the spark and shine. A shampoo puts in her hair by checking the sparkle and shine in her date's eyes. After struggling without success to follow the directions for installing a wall type can open, the housewife gave up and made herself a pot of tea to soothe her nerves. When she returned, the opener was neatly in place and the cleaning woman was already using it. How in the world did you do it? She said, and wondering admiration. Well, ma'am, was there advice? When you can't read, you've just got to think. Romantic Lena says that young girls who think only of boys quickly offer such juvenile foolishness and begin to think about men. I'm gonna see how many more papers I have. I just wanna get. No, that one, no, that one. So we're on page 45. We have 5 more. Mrs. Stretch and her maid failed to agree about various problems around the house, and finally Mrs. Stretch fired the girl. Later, feeling a bit stricken, she tried to smooth things over a little. Nora, she said, as the girl was about to leave, I would like to give you a good letter of reference. But I can't. For one thing, you never did have our meals ready on time. Now, I wonder if you can tell me how I write that down in a nice way. Well, I pardon not. No, darling. Then you might write down that I got the meals the same way I got my pay. First former, I wish I had my wife back. Second former, where is she? First former, I traded her for a team of jazz horses. Second former, and now you realize how much you loved her. I love her. this poor teenage daughter get ready for her first formal dance, the girl turned to her and asked, "Mother, did they have parties like this when you were alive?" Wow. The landlady wanted to please her new boyfriend, and the first day she gave him 2 slices of bread for his lunchbox. He didn't seem satisfied, so she gave him 4 pieces the next day, and then 6 pieces, and so on until he was getting 10. Even then, he acted as if it wasn't enough, and despair, she cut the loaf in half and put a huge slab of ham between the pieces. When he came in that evening, she asked, "Was there enough in your lunch today?" "It wasn't bad," he said, gradually, "but I see you're back to the 2 pieces again." Sue was about to go out on her first real date, and she asked her mother, "What shall I do if he tries to kiss me goodnight?" "Well," said her, "understanding mother, I suppose you could whisper for help. Dumpy Diana tried to impress the visiting author. "You know, I had a couple of paragraphs of your book every night I said it. I read a couple paragraphs of a book every night to put myself to sleep." A wealthy matron hired a new maid just a day before an important dinner party and instructed her carefully on how to wait on table. "Now, do you remember Mary always served from the left and move the plates from the right? Do you understand?" "Yes, ma'am. You people are superstitious, aren't you? Tired husband arriving home from work. I've made up my mind to stay home this evening, darling. Too late, Harry. His loving spouse child. I've made up my face to go out. Two more pages, guys. Dallas. Oh, Dolores. Dolores' diary complains that her illnesses are so rare that there aren't any symptoms. Oh my God, Phyllis says she has finally learned three rather discouraging things about men. One, they went to war and killed each other. When, if only they would be patient, they'd all die a natural death. Two, they climb trees and knock down apples when, if they'd only be patient, the apples would fall to the ground. Three, they pursed women when, if they'd only be patient, women would persuade them. Sally Shepper, can I wear this for this fur and dying without ruining it? So scared. Have you ever seen a beaver carrying an umbrella? A woman came into a very thick store and tried on 20 dresses and nothing but nothing suited her. Finally, she said, "I think all of these are too tailored. I would look better and Alexa, start timer. Guys, we are almost done. Actually, we have two more lines on this joke, and then three lines, and the third, fourth, and fifth are our next joke. So we're almost done. Okay, something knowing the very sales girl agreed and told her to go jump in the river. Wow. So sophisticated Susan says that a dawn of silence is when a girl begins to powder and a boy begins to have. So guys, in this one, I'm gonna read. This song's cool. Next week is Hilarious Home Lies. So yeah. So we'll be doing that next time, okay? So wait, before I let you guys. Before I end this episode, I want to check and see how long it is. Eight pages again, okay? That was cool. We did it, guys. So yeah, I'll be back next Thursday. Bye.